Morning Watch, Day 4. A timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery. Week 2. Seeing a vision of the throne of God, the spiritual scene behind the world situation, and Christ as the center of God's administration. Related verses. Daniel 10, 2 and 12 and 13. Verse 2. In those days I, Daniel, had been mourning for 3 full weeks. Verse 12 and 13. And he said to me, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand this matter and to afflict yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. But now Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I remained there alone with the kings of Persia." Jude 1, 9 and 20 and 21. Verse 9. But Michael, the archangel, when he contended with the devil and disputed concerning the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a reviling judgment against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Verse 20 and 21. But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and the might of his strength. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Acts 26, 18 and 19. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Suggested reading. Following the vision concerning Christ as the precious one and God's move, we see something regarding the spiritual struggle in the air. According to Daniel 10:10 through 17, the evil prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood the sent angelic messenger, probably one of the chief princes, for 21 days. Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help the sent angelic messenger, and the sent messenger remained there with the kings of Persia. The evil prince of the kingdom of Persia must have been an evil spirit, a rebellious angel who followed Satan in his rebellion against God and who was commissioned by Satan to help Persia. This evil spirit struggled against the sent angelic messenger for 21 days. This means that while Daniel was praying for all those days, a spiritual struggle was taking place in the air between two spirits, one belonging to Satan and the other belonging to God. They were fighting because the sent angelic messenger, he might have been Gabriel, had been sent by God in answer to Daniel's prayer. Michael came to help the sent angelic messenger. Just as the archangel Michael fought in Jude 9, so he came in to fight here in Daniel. The crucial point we need to see is that behind the scene, a spiritual struggle, a struggle not seen with physical eyes, was taking place. In Daniel 10, 18 through 21, we see more of the spiritual struggle behind the scene. The angelic messenger would return to fight with the evil prince of Persia. The evil prince of Greece was then about to come. No one would hold with the angelic messenger against these two evil princes except Michael, the prince of Israel. The name Michael means "who is like God." In the first year of Darius the Mede, the angelic messenger stood up to support and strengthen Darius. Darius was strengthened in this way in order to receive the kingdom. Before the vision concerning the destiny of Israel was unveiled to Daniel, He was given a vision of the spiritual scene, that is, behind the physical scene. In this spiritual scene, Christ is preeminent. This scene also includes both good and evil spirits, spirits that are engaged in invisible spiritual war. After this vision of Christ, an angelic messenger came to tell Daniel about the things behind the physical world. He told Daniel that he himself was fighting against the prince of the kingdom of Persia, a rebellious evil spirit. Then Daniel was told that there was another evil spirit, the prince of Greece. There was also the archangel Michael, who was a prince fighting for Israel. At least four spirits are covered here. In Daniel 5, we saw how Belshazzar was indulging in debauchery and how in the same night, Darius the Mede came to defeat him and kill him. We did not see that there was a spirit fighting for Darius. Daniel 11:1 says, "I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, stood up to support and strengthen him." Darius was strong even as an old man because this heavenly messenger stood up to support him and strengthen him. The angelic messenger strengthened Darius to defeat the Babylonians because the Babylonian Empire's commission from God had been completed. With the death of Belshazzar, the Babylonian Empire became the Empire of Medo-Persia to carry out another commission for God. Apparently, all of these struggles are merely the activities of human governments represented by the great human image in Daniel 2. Actually, God was behind the physical world, managing the entire situation.